Massachusetts single-family home sales in May rose 20.9%, the highest May sales increase since 2012, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Jeff. Beautiful weather we're having.
Definitely. Let's just get into it. Massachusetts single-family home sales in 2016 have been selling at least 20% higher year-over-year than 2015 so far. What makes this year so improved?
Well, I think that pent-up demand plays a big role in the stunning increase in home and condo sales so far this year. Remember, the housing market crashed back in 2005. The number of single-family home sales fell for 7 straight years. Each year was lower than the previous year. The total decline was about 39% from peak to bottom. This means that a lot of people postponed purchasing a home. Sales started to increase in 2012, had some ups and downs, but now this year, it seems to be really booming. In May of 2016, 5,297 single-family homes closed, the best total for any May all the way back to 2005. I think people have gained confidence in the real estate market again. We are in the fourth year of recovery, and finally, we see sales take off.
This month marks the second consecutive month of positive median sales prices. Do you think prices will continue to rise and become more of a seller's market?
Well, I'll say that I think median prices have every reason to rise. Last month's 2% gain in sales is in line with the 2 or 3% gains that we've seen for the past 2 years. However, keep in mind that demand is high and the supply of homes for sale is actually low. So frankly, I'm surprised that median prices have not been rising more dramatically. Certainly, many communities close to Boston are seeing more rapid increases in home prices, but statewide, it has been quite a modest increase in median prices.
And lastly, condominium median sales prices reached the second highest price ever recorded this month. Do you see Boston's condo market as eventual changing of the guards for consumers buying homes?
Well, if you're suggesting that the number of condos sold will eventually exceed the number of single-family homes sold, then I think you're probably barking up the wrong tree. But median prices are getting very close. Last year, the difference in price was $23,000. In other words, a single-family home costs $23,000 more than a condo. So far this year, the difference is $15,000. And in May, the difference was only $12,000. Now, condos are increasing in popularity for demographic and lifestyle reasons. So we are seeing new construction of lots of units in recent years. The new units are quite attractive and are being marketed very well. That is bringing buyers and better prices. And the older stock of condo units are also getting nicely rehabbed. New, fresh-looking properties in prime urban locations bring higher prices, even if they are smaller than single-family homes.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.